Time of the gentleman has expired. The gentleman from Mississippi. Objection.
Mr. Speaker, I reluctantly come before the House again today to bring to my colleagues' attention a problem that has arisen at Amtrak. It seems as though Amtrak has unilaterally taken steps to close some 15 stations across the country in anticipation of what they foresee as a shortfall in funding provided by Congress. Sure, we all agree that cutbacks have to be made in many different areas to get our fiscal house in order. Amtrak should have to participate in that downsizing as well. However, I encourage you to ask Amtrak how many officials are being eliminated in its corporate hierarchy. Would you believe none? While none of the highly paid executives and lawyers at Amtrak's headquarters will be affected, our frontline station managers and employees are getting the axe. If a station is losing money, I have no argument with closing it. But if a station is making money, it is absurd to close it. The very last thing a business would do when trying to get its financial house in order would be to close the doors where the money comes in. However, Amtrak has made that choice. That is no way to run a railroad.